Now D-U-Z Does brings you the Goldbergs.
You, does everybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash.
Mrs. Callahan didn't.
She didn't, but now she does.
Yes, now she does use Does.
Now Mrs. Callahan knows that Does, D-U-Z, is best. It does everything. But time was when Mrs. Callahan didn't know that. Oh, how she used to dread wash day.
Honestly, nobody could have a tougher wash. Such greasy black overalls. How'll I ever get them clean? Such dirty towels. How'll I ever get them white? And look at all those colored rayons I'll have to fuss with.
Then Mrs. Callahan changed from a lady who didn't to a lady who does. Now she knows Does, the new kind of soap, does best. She knows Does does everything in the wash. For towels, Does gives you unsurpassed whiteness. For work clothes, unbeaten cleaning power. And for nice colors, greater safety. Now, when wash day comes around, Mrs. Callahan says,
what a difference Does makes. Why, those work clothes come clean with never a bit of hard scrubbing. And my towels are just the whitest white I've ever seen on my wash line.
Well, there's no such thing as a soap that gets tough dirt out easier or towels whiter than Does.
No more worry about those pretty colored pieces either. Does leaves them so bright.
Does extra safety really means longer life to colors. There's no denying Does does everything its best. Actual comparisons with 25 different wash day soaps prove it. Does had the best combination of white washes, suds for cleaning, and safety for colors. So be a lady who does.
Does does best. Does does everything.
Now Does invite you to visit the Goldbergs. If Edward Reynolds were aware of all the preparations being made at the town hall meeting for his arrival, it is more than likely he would never get there. Earlier in the evening, Jake got a lift in Mr. Reynolds' car and became very suspicious. Having found out about Elizabeth Neal's disappearance, he felt that the drawn curtains on Reynolds' car had much to do with the mystery. So, when he got home, Jake called Clem Newton, the constable. Clem spoke to Bruce Hanley, chairman of the nominating meeting, and soon everybody knew that the constable was there to wait for Edward Reynolds, Molly's opponent in the race for city council. Now Molly is speaking. Listen.
Bruce.
Hmm?
Bruce, Mr. Hanley, could you lend me your ear for 1 minute, please?
Well, I just spoke to Mr. Goldberg, Mrs. Goldberg, and he has no objections to your running for councilwoman.
I know what Mr. Goldberg spoke to you about, Mr. Hanley. It's Mr. Reynolds, and that you want the meeting to keep continuing until he gets here. So he shouldn't have no suspicion that Mr. Newton is here to arrest him or whatever on the suspicion for the corpus delicti. But, Mr. Hanley, you can see that under the conditions that
I will be able... Goldberg, I think you ought to make your speech regardless of how you feel. It'll keep the folks sitting in their seats.
I know, but I...
We don't want any undue excitement when Mr. Reynolds gets here.
Yep.
I guess the sheriff could drive up to his house and make the arrest, but I say if Reynolds is on his way here, he must have a pretty good reason for coming.
What do you think it is, Bruce?
Well, maybe he's going to confess, or
you think maybe he's innocent?
Well, something in the law that says a man is innocent until he's proven guilty.
Did Mr. Goldberg tell you he found several of Elizabeth Neal's belongings in the car?
Molly.
Yes, Dave.
Molly.
Yeah.
That man's Jake.
He's with Mr. Newton sitting over in the corner.
Fine to do, huh?
Fine
well,
to
I
do.
I see. Let's not get all head up until the time comes.
Rosalie, dear, well, I'm here if you're looking for me. I'm here.
Looking to you, Mrs. Goldberg, to help out.
Yes, Mr. Hanley.
Well, what is he looking to you?
to make my speech just like nothing was and go into oblivion.
How can you go into oblivion knowing what you know?
Mom?
Rosalie, darling, I want you to go home.
But, Mama, darling, if you're going to make the speech, I want to hear.
You heard four rehearsals already,
but
Rosalie.
But they were only rehearsals, Uncle David.
I don't think I'll be able to, Rosalie. I wouldn't be able to. How can my mind be on anything but the unnecessary tragedy that occurred tonight? Poor Elizabeth Neal, you think I don't feel a fraction of responsibility for what happened?
Well, why, Ma?
Why, because didn't Elizabeth Neal call me and want to talk to me? And maybe if I did...
Ma, please.
All right, the spilt milk is under the bridge already. So even tears are something you can't cry over, Rosalie, dear. But you, Rosalie, I want you to go away from here now.
Well, I'm not going to go home alone, Ma.
Maybe Uncle David will go home with you also.
Why? Why, Molly? I'm too old and Rosalie's too young.
David, did I say that?
Words unsaid speak also.
All right, so don't go, David. You remain. But Rosalie, darling, maybe call up Seymour and he'll come for you.
But he went over to Mr. Fernandez's house.
Oh, poor Teresa Fernandez.
You mean lucky Teresa? If she wasn't married to Mr. Reynolds now, what kind of widow could she be looking forward to being, huh?
What do you mean, Dave?
What do I mean? The man is going to hang, you know?
Mike?
Yeah, Mike. I'm the last guy gets to know anything, huh? Who else but Mike Hilton should have been letting know what was going on?
Rosie, darling, go inside and tell Bruce I'll be right in, huh?
All right, Ma.
Please, do that.
Who's a more logical guy than Mike Hilton to figure out and piece together the, nebulous fragments of the evidence of this crime, huh? Where's the sheriff? Let him talk to me.
He's someplace or other.
Over in the corner talking to Mr. Goldberg.
No, they're not over in the corner anymore, David. They went away. They walked away someplace.
All right, Molly. You go inside, Molly. I'll look for the constable.
All right, but
come,
David,
Mike.
Please, if you see Mr. Newton, don't stop. Don't go beyond the jurisdiction of within
all
the
right,
law.
Molly.
Because Mr. Reynolds is not guilty till the law finds him innocent. And that he's innocent, he can't be guilty. You have to, regardless, you have to find the corpus delicti. From where is the corpus delicti?
Right, the corpus delicti.
And if
you have to find.
Coming, you can't jump on conclusions. You have to wait for
people. Sure, corpus delicti.
I said I want you to go home, no?
Sure. Look, let's get someplace where it's quiet, Grandpa.
You want Mr. Newton?
I want to talk to you first.
All I know is that Mr. Goldberg drove home in Mr. Reynolds' car. And the shades were drawn. And he found a lipstick. And a compact. With initials.
Yeah. Now, you're all waiting for Mr. Reynolds to make a grand entrance. Smart detection. That's brilliant figuring.
Well, what do you mean?
You think a smart cookie like Reynolds, if he commits a murder, would just walk in here? What makes everybody so sure he's on his way here? I'd lay anybody odds that he's on some plane flying to Rio, maybe.
Well,
yeah, you can well from today till doomsday, Grandpa. There's no other way of figuring. And another thing you're all losing sight of.
Yes, what?
Is Gardner. Candido Fernandez.
Well, what do you mean?
Reynolds telephoned to him and called him away from the meeting just when he was going to spill a lot of things. Right?
Right.
Fernandez never came back to the meeting, did he? No?
No.
Well, that's elementary enough for any grade kid to figure out.
I can't.
He made a deal with Fernandez.
A deal? What kind of a deal?
Did Fernandez want Reynolds to marry his daughter?
No.
Is the dawn breaking for you now, Grandpa? Or are you still in the dark of the night? Huh?
Oh, that was the bargain? Don't talk, and I won't marry your daughter?
Oh, you learn fast, Grandpa.
And you think Fernanda helped him escape?
You're getting better every minute, Grandpa. For my money, you can go in there and tell them to finish the meeting. Because if they're waiting for Reynolds...
Then they're waiting up the wrong tree, huh?
Yeah. Because I think Reynolds made monkeys out of all of us.
Michael, you have the experience in these things, and I have the logic.
Yeah?
What I can't figure out, so my logic and your experience should fit, is why Mr. Reynolds...
Why Mr. Reynolds picked up Mr. Goldberg in Griffin's Corners and drove him back, huh? That it, Grandpa?
Why, Michael?
If elementary, my dear. Watson, elementary.
Watson? Who's Watson?
Friend of Sherlock Holmes, Grandpa. That's me.
So I'm Uncle David Watson. So what is so elementary?
Look, Grandpa. Look at it this way.
What way?
Look. Now, assuming Mr. Reynolds did away with Elizabeth Neal. He dumped her somewhere away from Lassenbury, near,
Griffin's Corner.
Right. So, then he proceeds, casually into Griffin's Corners.
Just for the ride?
Yeah. No. Maybe to buy some gas or cigarettes or maybe get a flat or, you know, maybe to check his airplane reservation for tonight.
Airplane?
Sure. He's got it all arranged. He got a reservation in advance for Rio or Mexico or someplace like that.
Oh.
Yeah. Guys like Mr. Reynolds figure way in advance.
He figured on meeting Mr. Goldberg?
That's the point. He didn't figure on them.
So?
Mr. Goldberg played right into his hands.
I don't follow you. This is already high school, not elementary, Mr. Sherlock.
Oh, look, Grandpa, I like this. Look, listen to me. Reynolds bumps into Mr. Goldberg accidentally.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right, all right.
Mm-hmm. He figures to himself. This guy has seen me. That ain't good, says Reynolds to his lonesome.
Of course not. Mr. Goldberg, right away, as soon as he got home, contacted the constable, Mr. Newton.
That's just what Reynolds counted on.
Ah.
Reynolds had a plane to catch tonight, see? He didn't want the law on his trail, catch? So he gives Mr. Goldberg a lift. But what does he tell Mr. Goldberg?
Right.
That he'll be at the meeting here. And Mr. Goldberg does just what Reynolds wants him to. He calls the constable, so...
So now the constable and everybody is here.
And Mr. Reynolds fears a bird is somewhere else hopping a plane to Shangri-La.
Oh, Mike, maybe we better tell Mr. Newton. Maybe he didn't figure out from experience and logic the way you and I... What's that, Michael?
What?
You here? Huh? Outside?
Oh, what?
That's a car.
Where?
It's Reynolds, Mike, but a different car.
Where's he driving?
Around to the shed.
Okay. Look, go in and tell him Reynolds is here.
Where are you going, Mike?
Me? I want to do a little investigating on my own, Grandpa.
Now, I'm no mind reader, but I bet many of you have often thought, why on earth isn't something done about dishwashing? Look, when I stand here and say, does is best, does everything in your wash, I'm giving you a tip on dishwashing, too. Sure, this new kind of wash day soap does everything for dishes. Just bring out your dishpan and I'll show you what everything means. It includes suds that stand up till the last dish is done. It means truly fast action on grease, along with greater kindness for your hands. Better care than any other leading wash day soap gives you. Just wait till you see Does in action. See how this new kind of soap blossoms into suds the second water strikes it. Suds that really stand up so you don't keep reaching for more soap. And watch how Does cleans up sticky frying pans, cuts grease without any hard scouring. And listen, notice how extra kind Does treats your hands. How beautifully soft and smooth it leaves them. Yes, does your dishes, and you'll know does best. In the dishpan, too, does everything. Well, so Edward Reynolds has arrived at the meeting. According to Mike, that's a sign of his innocence. But is it? Might it not be a case of the criminal returning to the scene of the crime? Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Does, the soap that does everything in your wash. Paper bags and cardboard cartons are scarce. They're needed for overseas. So next time you go shopping, take along your own shopping bag or basket.